When it comes to your brand, your visual presence is so important. You can't just get anybody to take care of that for you. When you are trying to take your image to the next level, you need to contact Eli Brazil at Eli's Digital Concepts. Eli specializes in improving your look with cutting-edge graphics that set you apart from the rest. He has done work for franchise with Shane Douglas, House of Kayfabe, Dan Healy, RTW, and many more. Eli's Digital Concepts is your one-stop shop for all types of graphic design, such as rebranding, photo manipulation, posters, logos, letterheads, t-shirt designs, mock-ups, and even AutoCAD work. You can catch Eli on Instagram at Eli's Digital Concepts, on Twitter at Eli's Concepts, on Facebook at Eli's Digital Concepts, or you can email him directly, eli'sdigitalconcepts@gmail.com. Eli's Digital Concepts, custom artwork you have to see to believe.
The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
So anyway, yeah, what's going on? What the fuck are you drinking?
You're muted.
I'm muted?
You are muted.
I'm muted. How did I get muted?
You muted you, and you said, wait a second.
I didn't mute me. You muted me.
How could... I can't do that, can I?
I don't know.
You're such a fucking dick nose.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 175. We're roughly around, if my math is correct, somewhere around 20 to 25 episodes until we get to 200, which is a pretty big milestone. Now, I've done well over 300 plus shows, but we didn't number them right in the beginning, so at one point we just said, fuck it, we'll just keep count every week, and well, we're at 175. I hope everybody's doing well all around the world. And Ocho has no idea which version of, you know, that word I'm going to say. So I'm going to leave it up to you, Ocho. Read my mind. Which version of the greeting am I going to say?
Salutations.
And salutations for being here. How's it going, Ouch? It's good to see you, buddy. You're looking very... Your eyes are looking more tan in your mask than they normally do. And your mask is actually a different shade of gold. I don't know what you did to it, but it looks good. I mean, we're reaching fall. It's a little bit dull, so are you just preparing for the dark, gloomy weather up in east-west Ochoville, or what's going on there? It's not as shiny as it normally is.
It's getting weathered, man. Like I'm outside at the pool all the time. I'm skimming, I'm vacuuming, I'm a maintenance guy too. I'm like, you know how those good pornos start with the, you know, the pool guy and everything. That's my life.
I mean,
we'll
get into a lot of that later. You know, when your buddy returns to the top five, you know who is back. So maybe that's a new OnlyFans video. So we'll find
out. I don't
know
who, because I'm not abreast of what's going on. However, I have been staring at abreast a lot. Anywho, yeah, so, the mask, the sun, it does its wear and tear. Mm-hmm. That shit kind of happens. But thank you for having me again. Whoa.
You know, I thought we can just get through one program without that.
Rob, you're on show 175, you said?
Yeah, roughly.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you think 175 different people have listened to any of those shows? Any one of them? I'm just curious.
I think we've earned that at this point. I think you're such a dick. Look,
I'm a journalist at heart, too.
Can I be honest?
No. I want you to lie, because right, That's the only way you'll get something positive.
This show has gotten so much better since you've come back on.
Come back on? I was never...
No, you were here a couple times. So, I mean, I would consider that coming back. Oh, and then you left for like a year and a half. And then you came back on full time.
I was on like once or twice, only to sabotage it the one time. And now I did hijack the whole fucking
thing. And now you're here. Look at our numbers are fucking skyrocketing.
Skyrocketing. Well, I mean, I guess when you're flatlining, you know, having two every week is a skyrocket. So I'll take it, man. Look, I'm always looking at the positive. Is the glass half empty or half full? No, it's just too big.
Yeah, that's what she said. Guess where I am?
Over to you.
Can you tell by the where I am?
You look like you're back. I don't know. I mean, you could be at Pismo Beach again. You know, all the clams you can eat. But I don't hear bullets flying. I guess it's world peace over there on Maximo Island.
I am back on Maximo Island, and it is very, very nice. It's bright. It's sunny. It's got blue water outside my window. It's fantastic. I'm here to collect a sample. Is there a CC's
thing going on or something?
No. This is okay. Actual RTW business. Well, it's not really RTW business. It's Marksman family business, really. Eli mentioned the fact that the DNA sample we got from Barbara, something happened to it. It got tainted
or contaminated, or
I think somebody may have drank a little bit of it. I don't know. But I had to come back and physically attain a sample myself to make sure no funny business goes on. So I'm going to personally.
You held it too. Like you basically held both the cup.
And I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it when he comes on here for the top five.
Oh, fucking A.
So yeah, we're going to have a live, extraction right here on the top five. So
wow.
Yeah.
We can do that?
I mean
audio, I guess.
It's an audio podcast. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we're breaking ground here for podcast. Comedy, barely talking wrestling podcast.
Does El Barba Maximo know?
No, he has no idea what's going on. About
oh, my
this.
God.
Yeah. Well,
I hope he doesn't get stage fright.
I think he can perform on command. At least if he can, maybe he'll be a star in Tim's in what's her name's Judy Jilly. What the fuck's her name? Mary? I fucking forgot what her name was.
Ashley. No, it wasn't Ashley Madison. No, no, that wasn't it.
Brenda. Fuck. Mary? Is it Mary? I think it was. I don't know. Fucking know.
Anyway, Lucy.
Lucy. There you go. Yeah.
Lucy, like she's Lucy as all hell. She's after very Ocho Lucy. Got a hold of her.
Yeah. Well, you and the Northern Ontario after, lumberjack
well,
team.
No. Right. Ocho kind of fell in basically.
That's a good thing you knew how to rappel. You had your mountain climbing gear on. So. What are we doing? Oh, by the way. This right here, I know it's an audio podcast, but you can see it. Kraft Zesty Italian. Apparently, it's the number one drink of
heritage,
choice.
By the way.
Is it really?
Is literally, yes. I'm Calabrese and Zesty Italian. That's those are my makeups.
No shit.
As much of being a luchador, and
I didn't know there was Italian luchadors.
Of course, Italian Jewish ones too, man.
Well, I mean that guy got suspended, so.
Anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean to.
Anyway, Zesty Italian from Kraft is the official drink of choice here on Maximal Island. I was not aware of that when I was here, the previous times.
Drink of choice.
Yes. It's very good, actually.
With your dinner, you have it? You're doing shots.
Pop the top.
Oh, much like Fireball and whatnot for Ocho. And you're, okay.
Yep. Strong.
Damn. And you should be selling that at your CC's chain then over there.
We should. Actually, we should just put it right on the pizza. Without no salad, though. Like just Italian dressing pizza.
No. Salad and stuff will kill you.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, go ahead. What's going on, Rob? Let's go. I ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah, no. We got to get into the top five, so let's not waste any time. I'm going to push this button right here.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
I don't even have to mention, what that song does to me. So, I mean, we've
full covered... Full staff, buddy, I know.
We've covered that plenty of times. Introducing first in this week's RTW Top 5 Challenge is Les Champions. Hailing from Right here, right where I am. Maxima Island. In fact, you're sitting a little bit too close, Barbara. You need to back up a little bit.
Are you social distancing there in Maximo Island?
Well, I mean, we only brought one mic, so we're going to have to share a mic. But anyway.
Oh, it's got that swing arm, though. You can just move it back and forth, right?
Swing over here. He can talk over here.
Yeah, okay. Right. Hailing from Maximo Island, sitting 12 inches away from me, it is the reigning defending RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion, Elbarba Maximo. Elbarba, welcome to the program.
Yes, you are welcome for me being here once again as a championship of all of the top fives. It says, I don't know why you were so close to me, but I was told there was a mandate.
No, we're not going to go on a mandate.
This is the first time you guys have been on a mandate, actually, seeing so close together. Do the popcorn trick to him, Rob.
Okay.
I'm going to throw the popcorn
up in the air. I'm going to pop it on my belly button, and then you catch it with your mouth. Ready?
No. You know the
what?
The trick where you put the, you cut the little hole in the bottom of the carton, and then you have him reach in, and he's just like, oh, you know, the kernels are deeper. You got to get deeper.
Oh, that's Eli's trick, dude. I don't do that. That's Eli's trick.
Right. The sheet and all. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Introducing our challenger. He is back to the show, and I'm going to have him explain exactly why he's here, because I don't quite understand it myself. And I don't think Ocho does either. It is the former RTW Top 5 Challenge champion making his triumphant return for, I don't know, third, fourth, fifth time. I lost count. It is the producer, owner of OnlyFans.com/Mark's Mom. It is not the daddy. It is Pimp... Not daddy. We can't even call you daddy. He used to be called Pimp Daddy Tim, but I can't even call him anywhere, right? Is it just Pimp? Pimp Tim? Tim, welcome to the show.
Oh, guys, I'd like to say I'm happy to be here, but I'm not. But
me neither.
You got to do what you got. You got to do what you got to do. You know, we've been investing so much money back into OnlyFans. We need new sets. We need new costumes. We need new toys, you know. And,
Jedi!
Yesterday,
sorry, my camera's getting all fucked
up. I figured, hey, that Eli kid, he likes throwing money my way, so how can I get back on the show? So I open up that little old rule book there that little E has lying around and he's always looking at. I decided I was going to represent myself as a lawyer and decided that legally the third time's a charm ruling can not be enforced due to the fact that it was written in crayon on some sticky pages. And it's kind of funny. What's between the sticky pages is one of our most popular videos on OnlyFans.com/Mark's Mom. And maybe with this, maybe with the money we're going to get from this, because I found this rule, 28-7.5A. If you ain't no daddy, collect $200 on your next appearance. So with the exchange rate right now, you know, I'm willing to subject myself to this show once again.
Hold on, you said 28.7
7.5.
I thought you meant A, like you're Canadian. A, it's 28-7.5 A, because we don't have. Okay, so you're doing the letter A, and again, pardon, FYI, I know you hear a lot of background noise here. We're filming one of the OnlyFans episodes just in the other room from where I'm at. That's why you're hearing a lot of commotion. So pay no mind to that. They're professionals. They know what they're doing. They have the soundproof boards, but sometimes, obviously, it's an emotional thing. It's emotional filming. You're going to hear a lot of things. You're going to water running. They got to clean themselves after a while, like things like that. So I'm on the team still. I'm just letting people know that we're always working here, guys.
Always.
But, all right. Get back to 28-7.5, eh?
I think he summed it up pretty well, so I don't think we have to keep, you know, beating
well,
a dead...
I got confused, that's all.
Beating a dead horse dick pills. So, tonight's top five topic is top five fall foods. It was Champion's Choice this week, and he picked top five fall foods.
If you ain't no daddy, collect $200 on your next appearance. Holy shit.
Yeah, no, it's in there. I looked it up, too. Just while you're, I'm a lot quicker reader than you.
Holy shit!
Well, what are we doing? Oh yeah, we got to decide who goes first. So, Who goes first?
Alex? What is it? The top five.
Fall foods.
Beefaronis, you said?
No. Fall foods.
Like food that falls out of your mouth?
Could be anything with involving falls the word down. Fall.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Right on. Okay. Let's see.
Oh, this show sucks already.
You're here. So, yep. I think that I'm just going to do a coin flip again. Heads, I go first. Tails, six goes first.
Okay, before
six goes first.
Before six goes first, Eli just texted me and said, I got to take the sample before we start so he can... I can send
are
it
you
to
guys
him.
Have somebody on stat like on location right there? No, but who's gonna, what are you gonna do? Gargle with it and say, okay, he's the daddy. Like you can't like you have like a centrifuge, a chem strip, anything to you know for detail purposes. You know, you could just swab the mouth. I mean, you're things like that. But you guys gotta go that extra mile.
Ouch! We have a registered technician on site waiting in for us in the bathroom to
to
run the test. So.
Thank you.
Barbara, are you ready to go? I didn't tell you what we're doing. Hang on.
It's going on.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta tell you. So, the sample we had taken from you last time I was here to run to see if you were Mark's father or not, somehow the sample got tainted or destroyed or possibly.
Well, probably most likely did touch a taint on the way to you.
Possibly. Yeah, no, it's probably, maybe somebody
consumed it. It was near the taint on the exit. We know that.
Right. Somebody may have maybe consumed it, I heard. I don't know. It's all speculation from here. But I have to take another one from you myself. So we just got to kind of just go into the bathroom for a second.
Is this the mandate you're speaking of?
I mean, if that's what you want to call it, that's fine with me.
It's a little more than that, I feel like, because, I mean, you didn't even buy him dinner or anything.
No, to Chi Chi's.
No CC's, nothing. You gave him some zesty Italian.
You want to share my zesty Italian? Or, you
know. Well, I think you're about to share some zesty Maximo in a second.
That is one way of putting it.
Okay. Let's just take the Rodecaster and the mics here into the bathroom. So, all right, hang on.
God, why would you do that?
I mean, it's an audio podcast. Nobody can, you can see it, but nobody else
can
see
it. I'm going to hear it, though. I don't, who wants to hear this? What are we going to hear? Go ahead. Just do your thing. Hurry up, all dude.
Right. All right, Barbara. I'll, you know, close my eyes while you, pull down your jorts.
Okay.
I'm not going to look. I'm just going to...
This feels bad. This feels wrong.
This feels
wrong on so many levels. Like two Boy Scouts naked in the woods wrong. Like, I'm not really liking this part. Is this really what you meant by the mandate? Because I don't want to be a part of it.
Ocho, it's for science, brother. We got to find out who Mark's dad is. I mean, there's only one way to get... Look, the tech here
this
is only...
This is the only way you could do it. Okay,
yes, because
that's what you're telling
the
me.
Only tech that was available today can run the test. They're not authorized to extract the sample. I was trained and certified on the way here on the plane via Skype. So I'm the only one legally allowed.
Right. And again, and social distancing, too, you're supposed to do. But I don't know. You're going to have to get a crazy straw or something.
All right. So I'm not going to. Go ahead, Barbara. Go ahead. I know you're a little uncomfortable, but
he's
I mean.
Nervous you know. Here, dude. What are you
expecting? Is any way you can maybe train a board dashboard to do job?
By the time they get here, and we don't even know if it's still, capturing boars and eating them is still a thing here. Like, just because there's no war going on doesn't mean that boar dashes are always successful in arrival. So we don't really have the time for that, or the budget, really, because Eli didn't give me enough petty cash to even
I
order
think
a boar
dash. That's the problem. It's the budget, and that's why you're out there. You did a Zoom call for freaking 8 minutes.
Now Skype.
To
Skype.
Learn how to freaking Skype call.
And it was 6 to 8 minutes. Get it? Don't.
All right. Well, thank you for correcting me, and now you're over here gonna freaking massage the cojones to get the.
No, I'm not gonna massage. Look, Barbara,
you're gonna have to. That's
how cojones is
the right
here.
Sample.
Why is cojones
well,
here?
Guys, you don't say my name, cojones. I'm here, cojones. Is yes.
God damn, cojones. Put your pants on. Oh shit.
If you guys
we
didn't
this
know,
I was gonna be here.
Cojones was transferred to Ontario. He's now. I don't know if he's been adopted or sponsored, but Tim here was a great Samaritan, and he took Cojones in now. God bless
Look,
you,
guys.
Tim.
It wasn't my idea. This little kid, he comes home. He's got this guy on a leash, and what I don't. It was something out of a horror movie. What I saw when he walked in this. Let's just say there's no Cojones on that kid anymore.
Yeah, no, they're clean, plumb taken off. I mean, you should have seen him before. We were just talking last week, Tim. Like, we wish you would have been there because he exposed his giant.
You would have been able to, like, wrangle him in a little bit, yeah. I feel like.
You would have made a lot of money on him.
Somebody. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that that's – you don't want an OnlyFans with that. I'm telling you. I know these
Listen,
things.
Though, this is good because November's coming up, and, you know, they got the whole Movember campaign, but we're gonna do a video called No Nuts in November.
That's going to be a good one. That's
and,
be
and
a
it's
good
one. For the people with the peanut allergy too. So yes. You're going to cross promote. Yeah, exactly. So that's a good way to get other cultures.
See, Oach, you're such.
We asked Kraft to sponsor. They said no. I didn't get it.
Yeah, that's fair. So getting back to the task at hand. Well, it's not in hand yet, but it's at hand. Barba, I'm not going to look.
Probably going to be in mouth.
Can you how do I put this? Let me put this in Maximilian. Can you take your gimmick and say happy things to it and make a gimmick a little bit excited and happy.
Okay, so do you have any more of these zesty dressings?
I do, and I also have the latest OnlyFans video from marksmom.com/OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com/, I don't fucking know the address. Anyway.
It's in your favorites, we know.
Yeah, it's called She Bangs a Zesty Italian. So you can watch that, and I won't look, and we'll just, just 6 to 8 seconds, hopefully, and we're out of here.
Okay, you stay there, Maximo. Take and
goddamn, I have to stand back, dude. They gave you an upgrade when you got reattached. All right, we're gonna mute our mics while this happens because I don't know what sounds Barba makes when he's mating. So, just Ocho, count to six or eight. All right, and we're done. Fucking clockwork. Good job, Barba. Yeah, FA...
Yes, you're welcome for me coming here.
Yes.
And there.
You're welcome for having me come here.
Are you seeing that video too, eh? Coming here, coming there.
The FCC is probably going to fucking cancel the show. That's why we had to censor some of that graphic nature. But you did a great job, buddy, and actually you gave me too much.
That's why we had to see the graphic.
Leftovers.
Saw that video too, ain't nothing but leftovers.
I always watch it after Thanksgiving dinner, actually. That's my favorite one.
This may be the last show we ever do.
My God. Oh, my God. Please let this be the last show we ever do.
The tech has a sample, and we should find out by the end of the show, hopefully, if he's not, or maybe by the end of the segment. Who knows? I don't know how fast this center, what'd you call it?
Centrifuge.
Am I saying that right? Centrifuge.
You don't say anything. You can't even say thank right. So I'm not expecting to get centrifuge right. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She's probably just going to freaking, gargle with it and say, nope.
She put it in a fucking little
spinny.
Saw that
one too, eh?
God damn it, Tim.
Gargle with it, nope.
I didn't see that one.
It's a good one. Came out 3 weeks ago.
I saw put it in your mouth, nope, but I didn't see gargle with it, nope. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, wait till the next one. It swallows. It's a
two part. Is it about birds?
Well, there's some birds in it.
Background fodder. I got you. You guys are very artistic with those, the videos too.
Let me know when you guys are done.
We try, yeah. Like I said, we've been trying to spruce things up.
Oh, so there's trees in it. There's birds in it. I got you. Rob, can you host the fucking show, or are you just going to sit there like a freaking guy who just jerked the dude off? You
saw that video too, eh? I just jerked the dude off. It was a good one. It was the '80s.
That wasn't on OnlyFans back then.
No, back then we didn't have OnlyFans.
That was just me kissing Polaroid.
We had, you know, this is where the phrase came from. It was actually called the Tape Trader Masturbators Club.
That's actually, and that's why Coliseum Video was, who did porn, was also represented by WWF. They published those things, you know. You got a video of Hulk Hogan, and then you got a video of I Jerked a Dude Off.
Sometimes you didn't know which one was which.
No, that you didn't. You had to even they were mislabeled, and you still couldn't tell.
That's right. A lot of parents were confused.
They went, and it rekindled their marriages, though, too. That's the other thing. Like, it turned out the divorce rate went down because, you know, marriages actually became more exciting, I guess we'd say.
Yeah, a lot of wrestling going on.
Yeah, you bet. So, Rob, do you want to host the show, or do you want us to just do everything?
Sorry.
Oh, Christ.
Took another shot of Zesty Italian.
If you die, do we have to come back next week? Oh, damn it.
I think you took the wrong cup there, Rob.
Oh, did you you drank the sample?
You drank the Zesty Maximo.
Does it taste Canadian? That's the real question. Does it taste Canadian?
Oh, that's true. If it tastes Canadian, then there's a potential of fatherhood.
I've never tasted a Canadian. Why the fuck am I having this conversation? Can we get out of the top five, please?
He's never tasted Canadian jizz, but he has tasted other. So maybe no, it didn't taste Canadian. Good one, Rob. I got you.
El Barba like Maximo. Oh, fuck me. Like I quit. No, I seriously.
If he quits, do we have to come back?
Yes.
Am I going to get paid still?
Well, you're the second in command, so you're going to be the new host.
No. I'll just run payroll and just be like, let's bleed the account. There's freaking $8 left in it anyway. What's the difference?
Tim, what do you have for your number five in the top five greatest fall foods of all time?
Well, eating well is simple when you choose Nature's Basket products from Giant Eagle, especially when you choose this low-calorie yet delicious meat for dinner. And, well, we know what you know how that tastes, and it's 100% natural. And unlike most girls I'm usually with, it's raised without the – it's all natural, and, you know, it's even raised without the use of antibiotics for animals. So the animals have probably had a cruel and unhealthy upbringing, but it's the Giant Eagle's pumpkin spice chicken sausage.
Yeah, you know, it's not fair, Ouch, that they stop giving animals antibiotics. Like, they get sick, they can't get better because some people complain about it. I don't know. You're a fair doctor.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we want sick animals to eat. No, of course not. I say pump them full of steroids, get more bang for the buck. You know, more steroids in the chickens and the freaking cows means bigger titties on chicks when they're freaking 13 and 14.
Yeah, no. Right on.
I mean, just speaking medically, that's all.
Yeah. Sorry, Tim, you were going to say something again?
So that's the best time.
Right on. El Barba Max.
There's like legit gagging going on behind here. I'm just letting you know. If you guys hear it, they're filming right in the room next to me. I can't see anything. I see shadows. It looks like a freaking octopus on the wall. That's all I can see. But like, I can't wait till we take a break because I'm going to go jump on this pile like a pat of butter and land on top of it.
Maybe we should just announce it. Go downtown to Grapplerville. It's coming to OnlyFans.com/Mark's Mom in 2 weeks.
It's supposed to be Ochoville. We got to copyright the Ochoville. That was what happened. But I think the art department and the producers got that already. I sent the memo yesterday. Yesterday, not the day. The day we're recording, yesterday. Yes. So they should have it. So going downtown in Ochoville. 2 weeks, buddy.
That'll be the follow-up. Going down on Ocho.
Yep.
In the
yep.
town.
I didn't know we were going to say that yet because that's going to be the sequel.
They've already greenlit the sequel before they finished filming the first one?
We're so confident in the screenwriting, in the story, the production.
Oh, you got Eli's script then. That's good.
It looks like there's, you know, it looks like the squid, a bunch of squids that ate Jedi are in the living room filming this and just frolicking around in a sea of filth and shame.
You know, we tried to use the black light. There's a lot of weird spots that popped up.
It looked like the Caribbean island, maps of Hawaii. Yeah. It looked like the planetarium. It was kind of...
We went with the green light. It's very festive for this time of year.
Do you guys just want to do the show yourselves and Barbara and I can just bounce?
What's Barbara's answer?
I mean, you guys have a lot of catching up to do, obviously. So, I mean, you haven't talked to each other in a while. So just go
I didn't
ahead.
Know Keep he knew goes. The film
hey,
was
you're
here.
The one bringing up the, you're the one bringing up the lights. I'm just explaining why it's green.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number five? We're only on fucking five. We've been
it's
doing
about time, Rob.
35 Jesus minutes Christ. Now. El Barba Maximo, what do you have? Are you okay to go now? Like, are we good now?
El Barba is always good. He's championship.
He replenishes quick.
Yeah, certainly does. Hung like a boar is something that we need to make a t-shirt out of now.
You're going to make a t-shirt out of a boar?
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number five in the top five best fall foods of all time?
Well, number five, El Barba has a very good dessert for fall times. It is it sometimes has a honey molasses in it and maybe a little bit of a bourbon whiskey for a kick. It is the pecan pie or pecan pie, depending if you fancy or not.
I say pecan. My wife says pecan. I tell her she's fucking dumb and she doesn't pronounce it right.
It is southern thing to pronounce wrong. Yeah.
And then she says, but you say thunk, and then who's the dummy now?
You know, we can make a video out of today's happenings called the pecan.
That's a good point.
Ocho, who wins this round?
Tim.
Okay, fair enough. There we go, Tim. Up 1-0. Let's go. Number four, what do you got?
I'm no selling the bell, except I didn't no sell it. So fuck you and your bell.
Fuck me in the bell. That's going to be our new video. You don't have to tell us. What do you got for your number four, Tim?
All right, so this American brand of stackable potato-based crisps was originally sold by Procter & Gamble and then sold in 2012 to Kellogg's. And as of 2011, these snack chips are sold in more than 140 countries. And as of this week, you can pick up this delicious flavor in your local grocery snack aisle. It's pumpkin pie Pringles.
God, that sounds disgusting. I mean, given what I've just done on the show, who am I to talk?
Yeah, then you got a very, very small window to talk now, buddy.
Yeah, fair. El Barba Maximo, number four, what do you got?
Yeah, this one you can make it maybe consider dessert or a side dish of sorts. It has a sweet potato and marshmallow casserole. El Barba likes to add some apples in it for an extra crispy crunchy.
Okay. Ocho, what do you got?
Well, what is there a title to it? Or, like, what did you
say? Sweet potato casserole with the marshmallow melt.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. So, and I got you. I got you.
Let me pay attention, Ocho.
I got him. And actually, yeah, he wins that because that's what everybody likes. You put the cinnamon stuff on it and whatnot, and the bell sucks. Fuck the bell. The bell is dumb. I hope the bell dies tonight.
1-1. On to number three. Mr. Tim, what do you have for your number three top five best fall foods of all time?
All right, so this ray-finned fish is native to North Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, and the name comes from the Latin word salmo, and 5 ounces of it gives you not only your daily omega-3 intake, but also one serving of vegetables at only $12.99 a pound at your local grocery store. It's pumpkin spice salmon.
You know, I just had my fill of vegetables and omega 3, 5, 7, and 9. So, yeah.
For the year?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean,
so you had one meal.
It was in concentrate, so obviously, yeah.
Oh, right on. That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, like when you get like peppermint oil, it's like the extract and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you just do it all in one little shot.
Jimmy, what the fuck, dude? That's like five. Jesus. And as soon as I say something, he stops. What are we on?
Barba,
what do you have for your number three?
Well, this one, El Barba's first experienced when he traveled to east coast of your country for fall fair times. It is a favorite part of El Barba. It is a warm, sticky, sweet, ooey-gooey, doughy Granny Smith Macintosh apple filled fritter.
Wow. Can you give us that title?
That's a busy title there.
I don't know if I caught all that. Can you say that?
It was description and title. It is the apple fritters.
Okay, the apple fritters. And the pumpkin spice salmon.
Right. Yeah, that's like stank vag. Barba had me on ooey gooey stickiness and whatnot, which is probably what you just had to deal with. So Barba is up 2-1. Ding 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 ding. Fucking idiot.
Uncle Tim, what do you have for your number two?
Well, with the invention of COVID and a lack of hygiene overall, this item is a welcome addition to the fall this year. And with an alcohol content over 80% and a flavor that is the epitome of fall, it was created so your hands can taste as spicy as your latte. You can use a little or a lot, and a little shot just hits the spot. It's pumpkin pie hand sanitizer.
Pumpkin pie hand sanitizer. Wait, that's not a food.
Pumpkin spice hand sanitizer.
Sorry, pumpkin spice. It's
fucking... He did say pie at first, so.
Little squirt in your mouth. Good to go.
Oh, is that how you use it?
Yeah, just in your mouth.
Oh, right
just
on.
Gets
right
the COVID.
Mouth. Makes sense.
Just eat it.
I'm not going to try it, but.
See, who needs monoclonal antibodies, right? When we could just drink pumpkin spice.
Why don't we give them to the animals, too, and then they won't need the antibiotics either. And they can grow healthy before we kill them and eat them.
Maybe that'll bring back the orangutan population.
Well, that we should. Now that Borneo has to grow in now.
Okay. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number two?
El Barba Maximo has a nice, easy set and forget meal for number two. You put it in a slow cooker with some carrots and some, you use some celery, a big hunk of meat. It is the pot roast.
Pot roast. Really?
Pot roast.
For a fall food. Are you
is kidding? A fall really, food?
Yeah, that's...
Yes.
Where are you from? Well, I mean, I know where you're from.
El Barba is from Maximo Island.
That's weird. That's almost
I'll tell like you the- what, up here in Canada, we're always roasting pot. Like, it's legal, so we just roast yes. each other. Just,
no, that's true. That's, yeah. I'm sorry, I was thinking yes, of something else.
You throw in a couple... Time, so.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I was thinking of something else that the weird Northerners do.
It's pot roast. You roast it, you get pot, and then you fall down.
My bad.
It's fall food.
Yes. No. Yeah, my bad.
You're
yeah.
so full.
Yeah, son I got it bitch. Now. You're going to have a tough decision on this one, Oach.
I don't like the play on words. So no, not the daddy gets this one. We're square, man. We are squared up.
Sorry, Oach, did you not hear that?
I heard it. It doesn't faze me anymore.
All right, good. We are down to the final answer. It is tied 2-2. Ocho, I'm not going to ask you to do the number one.
Good. Thing, so don't.
No, I'm not going to. So I will do it for you. Because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm your semi-best friend. Mm-mm. There can be only one. Number one, top five, greatest fall foods of all time.
There can be only one.
I caught it that time. Not the daddy, Tim. What do you have for your number one, top five, greatest fall foods of all time?
All right, so the device used for this product was invented by Abu al-Fath Galami, a Persian physician in Akbar in the Indian city of Fatehpur Sikri, and the original may have gained popularity all over the world before coming to America, but once it did, they wasted no time in creating the greatest gift to mankind since penicillin. It's tangy, it's creamy, it hits the spot almost as good as myself. Manufactured by the Fantasma Group, it's the only way you can puff your PS and eat it too. It's pumpkin spice hookah tobacco.
I've actually tried that, Ocho, when I was in Southern Ontario, and it's not bad. It really is. It's you should if you ever get out that way, Ocho, you should definitely give it a shot.
I'm not a hookah guy, so I don't know. I wouldn't even know
how. Oh, yeah. No, that's right. You don't like
hookah. I mean, you're the one that puts stuff in your mouth all the time, not me.
And not all the time.
When necessary. I don't.
Look, when it's needed, when it's needed, dude, for science.
How did you just get you? Now you're all twisted up, like you were the fluffer.
Hang on, I dropped my earbuds. Hold on, I can't hear you.
I know you can't hear me because you freaking got man jam all over them. They probably stuck together. And oh, look, Rob's back.
What happened? What'd you say?
Nothing. What's Barbara's answer?
I don't know, Barbara. What's your answer?
Yeah, Barbara's number one is number one food, other than CC's Pizza. It is, Maximo Island has Thanksgiving of their own in fall time, similar to where Radical Rob is from. This one, it is very dangerous food. It could be at times to make. It requires many toothpicks, hot grease, and better safe be outside. It is a bacon-wrapped, deep-fried turkey.
Dude. I don't know how you're going to pick this one. I just had one of those yesterday when I got here.
Just one?
Well, they wanted me to test out the new fall CC's pizza they're going to have, which is exactly what he said. That's going to be a bacon-wrapped turkey pizza at CC's.
CC's Pizza, the best pizza value anywhere. The best buffet that you can find, lunch and dinner anytime. All that you can eat for $2.99, except there's a lot more than that now.
Yeah, it's like $7.99 now. It's crazy. Well, here it's like...
You're jacking the price up because you want money. You're greedy. You're going to bankrupt the freaking island.
It is not the only thing he was jacking.
Yeah, no kidding. You got that right.
You saw that video too, eh? Look who's jacking now.
Well, you had a major copyright problem with the filmmaker Look Who's Talking. They were after you for a while, but I saw that you won that case. And that wasn't a video we did.
Yeah, we had some documentation from some of the ladies back in the day. One of their contracts proved that we actually came out with the concept first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like five shots deep into the Zesty Italian. It doesn't get any better each time.
Great preparedness. But anyway, I'm going to give the answer now. And look, anything with bacon should win. So Barba wins this one with the turkey, with the bacon wrapped turkey in the deep fryer, in the outside, oil shooting everywhere, fireworks, dogs and cats, everything. It's a wonderful thing. And we have another champion again. I don't know who's even the champion because I don't even care anymore. So for some reason, Rob won't say, El Barba Maximo has just won. He's just going to stare at everybody because he's got he's five shots of zesty Italian dressing in. And
I was hoping you would sell the bell, but you didn't.
No. Desensitized, man.
Tim, go let them know that the new video is Sell the Bell.
Christ.
I'm just concerned, you know, sometimes when the girls take a couple too many shots, they start hallucinating and you're just kind of staring off in the distance there. I was getting a little worried. I mean, I don't think you're aware of this, but the shot glass has EBM written on it.
Extra not bowel ZI. Movement?
Something like that.
Extensive bowel movement?
Before we get to the festivities, we need to make it official. Let's go down to ringside with the official voice of RTW, Mr. Howard Sphincter.
The time of the fall, a bunch of time, and for some reason I get echo in my headphones and there's a champion and it's Barba.
El Barba Maximo! You are still the reigning, defending RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion. How do you feel? Well, I mean, I know how you feel. You look like...
El Barba is relieved. Yes, it has been a night of very longness for El Barba, but he is still championship.
Too, actually.
Yes, that is a new video coming. Yeah, we know.
No, it was just what you said when you had to, you know, you didn't think you were going to have to go double fisting on him.
Yes, well, another reasons for El Barba being championship. It is... Good times in Maximo Island.
Good times had by all. Well, at least Barbara and I. So
you guys, shit.
Yeah.
That's for you. I'm good with it. I don't need to be part of it.
It's 2021, brother. No judging here. It's a no judgment zone here in Barbara Island.
I'm going to judge.
God damn it.
Because I am the best ref. I can't talk after your freaking zesty Italian shots of freaking salad dressing.
It goes to your head pretty quickly, honestly.
I bet it does.
Go ahead, Tim. That's another video, right? Going to your head.
Oh, actually, it's your head's going where? Question mark.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Tim, you look pretty despondent after another loss. I don't know if who's lost more, you or your nephew. How do you feel? And what are you going to do next? I don't even know if you still might have the third time's a charm rule. But seriously, that's a tough loss for you tonight.
Yeah, you'd think I'd be heartbroken, but I'm not. Eli just messaged me, said thanks for the great performance. Lots of laughs. He gave me 5 coupons for free slices of cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory just opened down the street here. So,
wow, right. What's worse, losing or being compared to your nephew in the same sentence by Rob? I mean, because I feel like one of them has to be offensive.
That's fair.
I honestly didn't hear anything he said. I just muted him.
Oh, you tuned him out too. Okay, so look, we're all getting good at that. That's for sure.
I got cheesecake for a week, and I got $200 American coming towards me, and usually Eli throws a couple extra goodies in there as well.
Well, now I'm going to prop a new title called I Got Cheesecake for a Week for 2022 when the OnlyFans gets renewed.
Barbara Maximo, we need to find out the results. It's coming in right now. I mean, it already came in, you know what I mean?
Saw that video, eh?
Jesus.
It already came. It was a good one.
It was actually one of the originals. That's why I'm shocked. I'm sure he did see it because that was one of the, I think, the 8th video you guys put out.
Hang on, guys. 1 second. Oh, what the?
What, the results didn't come in? You got to do a new test? He's going to.
No, we're not doing another fucking test. No, we're not doing another test.
I got a feeling he's going to rookie into another fluff session.
Are you ready? Can I have the results, please?
Oh, my God.
Don't hand me the sample. I already had my fill. I just need some results.
All right. Are you guys ready? We are about to find out if L. Barbara Maximo, who successfully retained his top 5 title, if he can have 2 wins tonight, is he Mark's father?
You are not the father.
L. Barbara Maximo! You are not Cousin Marky Mark's father. Congratulations.
Well, L. Barbara is championship for reasons, and one reason is losers is not his kids.
Mm. Yeah, that's actually right.
Did we really need to prove that, though, or did Rob kind of like pull you, no pun intended, pull you into a situation that wasn't necessary?
Whoa, brother. Eli is the one that mandated this.
Maybe he's just, well, I can't wait to see the tweets that I won't ever read, but I wonder if he just said, haha, gotcha.
Well, let's call him and find out. Let him know the good news.
No, why are you calling him? Because I can't. I don't feel like sitting here much longer either. I got to go anyway.
Please leave your message for 9.
Fucking ghosting me, dude, already. Hold on, let me try it again.
Oh, he hit like the shit you button, basically?
Yeah, he's done that before. Remember when he did that like 6 to 8 weeks ago? Hang on, let me try him again.
I thought it just went to... Oh, right. He hit you right on the spot where it didn't even like ring.
I'm pretty sure he's going to answer it this time.
Oh, right on.
Hey, Rob.
Eli, where were you last week when I called you? Your dad picked up and I wasn't able to talk to you. Why do I sound like you now? That's weird.
Are you making fun of me, Rob? What are you doing?
Not making fun of you.
Sounds like you're making fun of me, Rob.
All right, just a little bit. But where were you last week? I had a lovely conversation with your dad, and I asked him to kindly ask you to call me back, and you never did.
I called you, but it was late because I was having relations, which he told you, and that I was going to be busy for a while.
He didn't relay that. I mean, he said you were sleeping.
Yeah, that's because it was just, he's a polite guy, Rob.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, he is. He's very, very polite, and I actually apologize for cussing at him. Not cussing him out, but I used some foul language when I was talking. I was upset that you hadn't been to work in the 2 weeks that I was gone on Maximal Island, and then you didn't show up again last week.
I have 6 days and vacation days, Rob. I'm allowed to be out.
That's I forgot Eli gave you.
I couldn't
you are Eli. Hold on. I fucked up. I forgot Eli gave you vacation time. You are Eli. I'm fucking dumb. All right, let me start that over. I forgot that you put your own vacation clause in the contract. You know, you give a guy a little bit of power and he runs with it. Like you're doling out the finances, you're putting in for your own time off, you don't show up to work, you have relations with whoever you want.
I'm doing my job the best I can, Rob.
Are you though?
I believe I am. Is everything getting done, Rob? No?
No, you are. You're getting everything done.
Fine.
And
I feel like you're always mad at me now, Rob. Every time you call, I get so nervous. I get like I have to use the bathroom or something.
I do have good news for you, though. Do you want to hear the good news? Okay.
Sure.
As you know, I don't want to say relegated me to Maximal Island, but I do love it here. Don't get me wrong. I collected a sample that you requested personally, and we just got the results in. And El Barba Maximo is not Cousin Mark's father.
Oh, Rob. Are you joking me?
No. So it's not Jacques. It's not Tim. Why am I talking like Barbara now? Jesus Christ.
Oh, Rob.
You spent so much time here on Maximal Island. You start.
I don't know how to tell you this, Rob. I thought you got it. Rob, I was joking. We knew what the results were. It was absurd that you'd think Barbara Maximo would be Mark's father. You didn't have to go there and get a sample. Rob, who got the sample for you?
You told me I had to personally extract the sample myself. Are you fucking telling me that I didn't have to do that?
You didn't think that was absurd, Rob? You were giggling when I told you.
You put on the official letterhead.
That was to make the joke good. You, Rob, come on. You're putting me on now, aren't you?
I touched another man's giant boar-sized thing for nothing.
I mean, maybe it wasn't for nothing. I'm sure Barbara and you kind of enjoyed it, but it wasn't necessary, I guess I would say. Rob, you've been ripping me this whole time. I only did this one little rib. I thought you were in on the joke.
Ouch, my hands are still a little bit sticky. I don't know if I could push the button for the second segment.
You could push it. Will it stay depressed is what happens.
I'm pretty depressed after what we just did.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of this edition of the Main Event. And yes, the button actually turned off. That's good. What are we doing, Ouch?
Mm-hmm. It was the first segment originally about 8 weeks ago. Then you changed it for some
reason. Are you still upset over that, by the way?
You throw my shit off. I'm a creature of habit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very regimented. I got all my shit in my calendar. I know where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be there. And you throw shit off, and I don't like that. So it's like the show comes to a halt. You're calling Eli, for fuck's sake. Then I'm just sitting here like a freaking cool ass dude who's hot as balls, waiting for the show to resume for 10 minutes.
Oh, you heard that?
I hear it through you're playing it through your gimmick. Of course, I hear it. It was, I mean, I you muted everybody, but you're talking to him via the thing you're calling through.
I really got to learn how to figure this thing out. Like, I seriously.
Are we not supposed to hear that, though? Like, I don't understand. Like, what? How dumb would it be if you're just, if we only hear your part of the conversation and nothing else, and you're just going to hear, oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that last week. No, you're right. You're right. You brought up a good point. And I already forgot. Look, so I got, you, and you, dude, I got a lot on my mind, man. Can we go over the past 3 weeks?
You screwing up is actually helping to keep filler in, at least.
So. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean,
keep screwing up and going, oh, you heard that?
That's actually...
Like when you ripped that freaking nasty fart and then you said, oh, yeah, it was up my ass.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, that's true. What are we doing?
I don't know. Oh, the show's over. I forgot to tell you.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at RadRobGaming. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/RadRob. No, I feel like we're forgetting something.
I'm not the host.
Do you want to be the host next week?
No. Is there anything good you have planned?
I mean, I can just take the week off and you can just do the show by yourself.
No.
I haven't had a real vacation. Like, I know I'm here in Maximal Island, like, what, 3 times in the last 4 weeks?
Just freaking got to play hide the sausage with El Barba Maxime.
Oh, he didn't hide anything. I mean, it was right.
You tried there. I mean, you ran out of hands, obviously, the way it sounds.
He is very well.
He's very well penised, I think the phrase is, right? Am I getting that right?
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Ochi, would you like to go first?
No.
All right, my good. A big win for the Tennessee Titans on Sunday as they got a really, really tough road win in Seattle. You know, Russell Wilson was throwing the ball all over the place. Deep balls everywhere. Tannehill didn't look good early. But second half, the Titans really poured it on. Derrick Henry was out of his fucking mind. Running all over the place. I think he had like 200 and something yards in the second half. Like it was, or 175 yards or something in the second half and 3 or 4 touchdowns. It was ridiculous. Yeah, I had a good time watching that game. So that's oh, and Tom Brady won too. God damn, dude. I know you're not happy with football right now. And I don't know if that's part of your good, your bad, your ugly, but we don't have to talk about the
just spit it out.
I know you're upset that the Cape Cobras lost their their cricket game this week. So I wasn't going to bring it up, but anyway. Yeah, Tampa looks unstoppable too. I'm still a Tom Brady fan. How could I not love the guy after he, you know, brought me 6 championships in New England? Now he's got 1 for Tampa in his first year. I mean, the guy, what else does the guy have to do? Now they've got 9 straight wins and 9 straight games of 35 points or more, which is a record. I'm pretty sure he's just going to play until he breaks every single record that there is. So, yeah, there's that. You couldn't seem any less interested in what I just had to say.
No, not because I didn't mind your good because I actually had Tennessee at the half. And I got back in the game. I'll explain. You know what? It's kind of my good. But first, since this is a live interactive show that we do right now that isn't live when it comes out, I have to figure this damn gimmick out.
Okay,
so let's see. The over for the second half is 25 and a half. I think I like that. Just for a cup of coffee.
Oh, fuck. I forgot the game was on tonight. Dude, why didn't you remind me the game was on? I got Aaron Jones playing right now.
So, I've been watching this. Here's my good.
Okay.
I've been watching this, you know, the Barstool guy, David Portnoy, and he does the pizza gimmick every day and everything. Like, as you know, eats the pizza, one bite, everybody knows the rules, all that noise.
Yeah, I wanted him to do a commercial for our CC's Pizza here in Maximal Island, but he never got back to me.
And he can get out there, too. He's got the private jet. I spoke with him recently. So because I spoke with him, I'm on the app a lot, so I wound up getting $100 thing. Like you say, if you sign up for this, I don't know if it's gimmicky or what. I do have to put my info in and a PayPal info for them to pay me, I guess. So they're probably going to rip me off at some point, but I had to pay nothing. And I got a $110 startup from the Barstool Sportbook.
Oh, wow. And that's pretty awesome.
So let's see. Yesterday I had the over in the second half of the Chiefs Ravens game. That's a W. I had the Ravens plus 1.5 at the half. I had the Mets and they won. And I had your beloved Titans minus 1.5. They were down. No, plus 1.5. Minus 1.5. And they were down 24-9. So you got to figure Tennessee's supposed to be a good team. Seattle is a good team. And Seattle still should have put the game away and had many chances to. But yeah. Tennessee did a wonderful job coming back. And again, I knew I had the game in the bag because it was close. And when you're down 24-9 at the half and you're only laying 1.5, boom, I'm just watching that. And as soon as they scored 2 touchdowns, I was in the clear. The other thing is this wonderful app that, let's say you hit the over and there's still 10 minutes left in the game, your wager is already in.
Oh, and right
you
on.
You can then lose it on something else quick,
right,
like most degenerates like us would. Now, I'm very good at a lot of things. And the only things I'm not good at, I don't do. And sports wagering was one of them. I was very good at it. And I just took a hiatus. About 6 years. And I just get this thing, this promo thing that says, hey, you've been watching the Barstool Sports app. If you want to make a wager, you just enter this promo code. And I'm like, okay, it's goofy. Thought it was going to be like a $10 bet or something like that. It was $110 of free money. Now, it wasn't that you could put in, you know, get the $110 and then just cash it out, obviously. You had to put that to something. I was already up. My total was $352 after yesterday. And now I just did a couple halftime things. So I miss that feeling. I am a degenerate. I chase the dragon. I chase the high. I chase the feeling. And man, oh man, I could watch fucking Tiddlywinks. If I got $2 on it, I'm going to be so damn excited waiting for chips to go flying and fights to start and whatnot and scoreboards to update. And unfortunately, the guy who used to be the degenerate with me is dead. And maybe that's why. So I have another degenerate friend and I texted him. And all I wrote was, I'm back, baby. And that's the thing about guys. This is such a good. I talk to the guy maybe 4 times a year, maybe 8 times a year. And I would see him while I'm watching those rotten Cape Cobras. And I'd always ask him who he had. Or I'd say, hey, I bet you have this, this, and this. And I was usually, 80% because we think alike. So I hadn't talked to him. So, I'll tell you when I last talked to him. This will be fun. So that's not him. Let's see. You got to go to. Okay. So let's see. October 11th. October 11th was the last time I talked to him. Yesterday at 9:02. I'm back in the game, baby. He said, welcome back. Who you got?
Just like old times.
That's the coolest fucking thing. And now I get it. It's just you and me talking. I know, no, whatever. Who the fuck's listening? I don't care. But that's the legit greatest fucking part of it is he was like, who do you got? And then I talked to him. And then we talked about who he had. He had the same play as me. He just had Baltimore for the game, which he covered, and then showed me a crazy freaking bet he made at Monmouth Park. like a fucking $2,000 wager, and all right, I ain't that sick yet. I'm getting there. I'm no quitter. But that's my good.
That's a really good.
I'm
good.
A degenerate.
Yeah, no, that's fan. I'm happy for you. That's fantastic. That's way better than mine. But you don't want to talk about the Cape Cobras, do you?
No, it was predictable. Again, what did I write? Very predictable loss by the Cape Cobras.
Yes.
It's literally what they do. It's the they're just the mockery of cricket. And like every time that you expect them not to win, the Cobras come out with a W. You think, oh man, the Cobras are high and mighty. Next thing you know, they play an inferior team who has to travel across freaking Scotland and the whole freaking European country to play a game at early in the morning for them, and the Cobras lay an egg.
I mean, that reminds me of the other team that you like, the Tankies. You just never know which team's going to show up.
I never heard of them. So anyway, what's your bad?
My bad.
Let's do it.
Minnesota Vikings kickers. Everybody remembers Blair Walsh.
Yeah. That was against Seattle, right?
It was.
Well, playoff game. Teddy Bridgewater.
Yep. Well, I
don't remember him. I don't know who they are.
There wasn't as much on the line yesterday as we're recording this, but Minnesota lost another game because of an easy field goal miss. They lost by a point to the Arizona Cardinals in a fucking shootout. Like, that was a back-and-forth game. There was a lot of weird games yesterday.
Well, it became a shootout, and then it became a field goal shootout towards the end. They just started just kicking field. They were like, okay, we're only going to go down to the 20.
They had a chance to win it. I want to say it was like 36 to 43 yards, somewhere around then. I mean, you know, not a chip shot, but easily a makeable kick.
38, maybe.
And 36, 38. And he missed it. So we have another Finkel and Einhorn. Laces out.
Einhorn. Hey, that was his only miss, though, of the game. Oh, no, wait. He missed a PAT. No, wait a second.
Did he miss? There's a lot of PATs missed yesterday, but... dude, you got one job, though. You got one job. You're a professional kicker.
If you go 19 for 20, I mean, that's a pretty good job, right?
Yeah, typically.
I'm just saying.
Except when the game's on the line and it's up to you if you win or not. That's unfortunately what the kickers have to go through. I mean, they're never... I don't say they're not remembered for the good, because, I mean, we'll always remember, like, Adam Vinatieri.
You have to nail a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You have to basically make 10 of them to be okay.
Right.
And if you miss one, you're a goat.
Like, remember how great Vanderjack was?
And then when he missed that one against the Steelers, he literally fell apart in 05.
It was never the same again.
It was the idiot kicker comment, and he was the most accurate. And he's still, I think, top three.
Top three. Like accuracy. Him and Gostkowski was, and then he really had a fucking shit couple of years.
No, he's still up there, too. He's still up there, for sure.
Yeah.
And Gostkowski's the one that replaced Vinatieri, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, both of them were fantastic kickers, but all it takes is missing a couple of game winners, man. And even my wife knows who Blair Walsh is. I say Blair Walsh, she's like, ah, oh, fucking Seattle game. I'm like, yes.
So Chris Boswell is ranked fourth in the all time kicking accuracy. And if you look at his stats every year, he's in like the 88th percentile.
Yeah.
In 2018, he just had a shit year. He went 13 for 20, 66%, which for a kicker is just stupid. Yeah. You literally have a disease if that's the problem.
Right.
And they were going to cut him, and they didn't. And now he's still without that year, he's number one past Justin Tucker.
I was going to say, but Tucker, everything Tucker counts. Is my guy, dude. Tucker's fucking good.
But that guy just doesn't miss. You know what it is? He's 89% at all times, no matter what. He don't have a bad year.
And he'd be like, I don't know if it's a concert pianist, but like he's some kind of
He sings opera to
that's
himself
what it is. Yeah. Him down. Yeah, he's like a fucking opera, like a legit singer. Like he's a special guy. I mean, kickers are different guys anyway. But Tucker, man, he's got a fucking leg, dude. Like 55, 50, all day long.
But just think about it. You don't. You're called upon every so often. I mean, it's a DH has way more activity than a kicker does.
True, that's true.
You know, it's just like they know they're getting their four at bats. Kickers are knowing they're going to kick off, but Well, they have to score in order to kick off, or else you only get one a game.
Yep. And they got to stay warmed up, even if they don't get used.
And so. That's what it is. And yep. You don't know whatever situation, it's still, that's, you got to be fucked up.
You really do.
You have to be.
You have to be. And I know this isn't even, it's funny how we're all fucking laughs at the beginning of the show. Now we get to the good, bad, ugly.
Because now we're into it. Yeah, right.
Now like, fucking, now the show really started.
Serious shit.
Well, I mean, I'm not jerking off. I mean, I'm jerking you off right now. So, I mean, you get it. No,
nobody's, he's not. The offer's there, but he's not.
Let me ask you this. Would you take kickers out of the game if you could? Like, would you eliminate mm-hmm. all kicks and just have, 2-point conversions, 3-point conversions?
Mm-mm.
No, you wouldn't?
No way. There's too much drama, too much theater.
Yeah.
Everybody on planet Earth knows who Scott Norwood. All right, anybody over the age of 30
true.
Knows who Scott Norwood is. And they know who Adam Vinatieri is. It's too much drama, and it's set up that way.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they used to not have kickers. Linebackers used to freaking, who was it? Lou the Toe Groza was a linebacker for the Colts, I think.
Right.
He's straight on gimmicks. And then all of a sudden, Garo Yepremian comes over with his wackadoo freaking Tourette's, and he starts, booming this shit from like freaking 40 yards like it's nothing. And they're like, How does that end? It doesn't make any sense. You're side swiping it rather than going through it, and yet you pop it up. It's way more accurate, way higher. Then Tony freaking Franklin decides I'm gonna not wear a shoe. That's the shit we need. Shoeless Joe Jackson kickers.
Oh, we got Chinese kickers. I mean, anything is possible.
I want to see. Did you say Chinese checkers?
No, kickers. There's a Chinese kicker for the Falcons.
I want to see, I don't remember what I was going to say. Fuck it.
What's your bad?
It would have been funny. All right. So, my bad was I'm kind of torn. This didn't affect you at all, right? The whole fucking, him missing the kick, right? Like you didn't have any coin on the game.
No.
Cause I think the Vikings covered anyway. Cause they were, dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just, Minnesota.
Just the Blair Walsh thing to bring it back. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. Just a fucking Minnesota, dude. They're always getting heartbreak from the kickers. Speaking of which, the Packers just went up 21-17.
Well, I got the over and I got the pack minus foe. So I'll take
you. Good for you. Anyway, you're bad.
I had to, this is bad. It's only bad on admittance. Because I could keep this to under my freaking wraps if I wanted to. Like I could really just keep this close to the vest and let nobody know. However, I'm an open book. I'm an open pop-up book because of my biceps. I went to Kohl's today, and I got now hear me out. I go maybe once every 8 years.
I was going to say, I've never heard you mention going there, so I'm a little taken aback.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I had to go do some things. I had to go to the store, and I...
I mean, usually you just buy stuff online or, quarantine lady go out and get stuff for you.
Well, only because I don't want to be freaking mobbed by people. Ocho, let me see your biceps. Ocho, flex. Ocho,
no, I get it.
I want to beat you off, you're doing with Barba. So, I mean, I have to turn some of them down.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm going to get beat off in a day. Anyway, so... I'm buying jeans and I'm like, I have this Kohl's credit card and they have this whole thing where it's 35% off today, which probably is there every day.
They always get people with that. Today. No, they always get people with that. Like, yeah, my wife does the same thing.
Like if they said tomorrow, I'd walk in tomorrow and it would say tomorrow. And I'm like, damn, I missed it. I got to come back tomorrow. Right. No, it's tomorrow. Oh shit. I'm early again. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like a bar saying free beer tomorrow, and it never changes, assholes.
That'd be pretty fucked up, actually, if they did that.
So, I get some jeans, and now, because I'm so tapered, I have to buy, childbearing hip-style jeans, because, right. Quadzilla and all that, and, just jacked and juicy as all hell. Actually, I'm kind of a morph differently than most, too, which we know. So, I kind of got wrapped up into the whole trying things on. I felt like I was like one of them 90s movies where there's the montage of, trying on things. And, I walk out And, you know, the girl goes, and then I come out with the other ones, and they're like, And then I come out and start dancing, and they're like, yeah, those are the ones. And I'm playing freaking Let's Hear It for the Boys in the back of my head or something like that.
That's actually the song that I had in mind when I was picturing you doing that. That's
come funny. On.
No, that's not serious.
Then I made it to the sneaker aisle. And I started trying on stuff. And of course, same thing, 35% off. These are on clearance. These are buy one, get one with a freaking hand job too. You know, maybe you were working today. I don't know. A lot of freaking moving parts here at Kohl's. I got so wrapped up into this shit. I bought 4 pairs of jeans. I bought 3 shirts, 4 pairs of sneakers. I don't have to go shopping now until 2028.
That's awesome. That's where good. We'd be at. That's good. You're prepared now.
Again, this is a bad.
Why is that bad? That's a good thing. You're stocked up, dude.
I saved $192.
So, yeah, but how much did you spend?
Which I wanted to round up to 180, 188, or round down to 188.
Right, but I mean,
how much should I spend?
Yeah, if you save that much, how much did you actually spend?
$1.30.
Well, $1.30. No shit. That's a good. That's a good fucking deal.
Think about that. They paid me, Rob. I walked out. They gave me. They were like, here's your $28. Thanks for shopping at Kohl's.
Wow.
I was like, I get it. I was like, I get it. I get what you women do when you say, hey, I kind of need some of the stuff. I go shopping once every 8 years, but like, I get how you get wrapped up in it. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm legit feeling this. Like, the cashier's like, you're using your Kohl's credit card, and they're hitting bells and whatnot. And this freaking old lady, Catherine's coming over saying like, and then if you get your Kohl's points, you're going to get $20 in Kohl's cash. And I'm on board. And then they put these glasses on me and they carry me around on their shoulders and whatnot. And like, for he's a jolly good fellow, all this shit.
It's addictive. It's like the gambling. Like now you're back into the shopping party.
I have to say this is a bad only because that's what the freaking ladies always do.
Well, you know, now if you go to the shopping or if you go to the supermarket and you do like the double and triple coupon shit, then you might have a problem. But I think for now you're okay.
Right. No, those are the pains in the asses where they're like, you know, here's my coupon for the soup and I want this to be used for the Campbell's, not for the Chunky.
Well, that sounded a lot like Eli's dad.
Did I sound like weird. Eli or something?
No, his dad. He sounded like his dad. That was pretty impressive.
Anyways. So there's that.
My ugly. Martha Hart. Oh. Not because she's ugly.
What about her?
I got a lot of flack today in a Facebook group. I think it's like the Major League MLW group or some shit. I don't fucking know. Somebody had posted that AEW.
Is it about the movie Major League with like Charlie Sheen? Because I know that by heart. Like,
no.
That would have been. I'd love to join that. Can you invite me in that group?
Not the same thing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Damn, I've been cut already? Oh, shit. I thought it was...
Joe Boo. Yeah. Okay. No, not...
That's the go-to. You don't even know the movie. Fuck that. Tell me about your shit.
So, somebody had posted that AEW recently reached a deal with Martha Hart and the extended family to have an Owen Hart Cup tournament. I don't know if it's going to be a tag team tournament or whatever. And they're going
actually, I'm
going to
cut you off because I already laughed because when you said an Owen Hart cup, I'm literally picturing somebody putting a cup in their jock and it's a picture of Owen Hart saying like, I am not a nugget or something like that. Like we should market it. I don't care. It could be a shirt. I'm fine with that.
That's pretty good. Actually.
I think he would fucking like that.
He would. He's a river. He'd love that shit. That shit. Yeah. They're going to be, doing all kinds of stuff to honor him and honor his legacy. Which, you know, Martha's still pissed off at WWE for, you know, supposedly killing Owen. I mean, you know, they didn't fucking kill him. I mean, he just...
Is she not really mad at the rigging company at all? Like,
what? Oh, she fucking hates Vince, and I guess...
No, the rigging company, the company that...
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, but she... Obviously, you know, that's whose fault it was, and, I mean, let's be honest, it was Owen's fault for trying to fix his fucking cape and hitting the fucking release thingy, and, you know...
Oh, I don't. Is that really what happened?
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, no, it's literally what. I mean, they put him in the wrong harness for one, and they gave him a quick release, which they shouldn't have had.
That's what I heard. It was, and it wasn't even meant for the weight of him.
Or no, it was like meant for like somebody that's 100. Yeah, 100 pounds, and he's like 220, 230.
It was meant for like a heavy bag or something like that.
Yeah. But his cape got caught and he was trying to, he tugged on it to fucking try to straighten it out before he got lowered down, and the fucking quick release engaged. And,
oh, fuck me. Are we sure?
And there he goes.
We're certain that happened?
Oh, no, that's 1,000% what happened. But, oh, you know, they're blaming WWE for using that rigging company. So, and then I guess they kind of slandered Martha after that, and Bulldog and Neidhart.
Who gave him the wrong clip, though? Like, that's a fucking big whiff.
No, I know. No, absolutely. It's 1,000% the rigging company.
So that's the rigging company. It set him up, and then, oops, we have this, like, you don't notice the difference between a freaking spring clip that's, like, fucking,
obviously not,
you know, this big, and one that's reinforced galvanized steel.
And I don't know if Vince had any, like, you know, if he had anything to do with it, like, you know, they didn't want to use the same clip that Sting had because it took like 5 minutes to get fucking unhooked on live TV or whatever. So maybe that's why
I know Vince did the thing, did the rappel right before. Like, I mean, like
typically he does, but I don't think he actually did this time. I know he did the Shawn Michaels thing at WrestleMania 14.
WrestleMania, I'm going by like listening to what people say. Like, he'll always do whatever.
Typically, he will. No, WrestleMania 12. He did the fucking...
That was the Shawn Michaels one,
no,
right?
The Shawn Michaels one. But, no, I don't. I can't say for certain if he did this one or not. But she's been upset with WWE, obviously, you know, the entire time. And, you know, wouldn't let them put out DVDs or any merchandise. Wouldn't put them in the Hall of Fame. So now she struck a deal with AEW. And I was just being a dick and being a troll. I commented, man, Martha's such a bitch. And you wouldn't believe the fucking comments that I got from that.
I would believe. Oh, so this is in the brand group, though, right?
Well, it's not the brand group. No, it's a different wrestling group.
Oh, never mind. Oh, that's right. That's right. It's the
MLW.
The Major League.
Yeah.
About Joe Boo.
Let me read a few comments here. This will make you chuckle. So one person, I won't put out names here, but they said, how dare you? So I said, Oh, stop virtue signaling. His entire blood-related family wants him in the WWE Hall of Fame, so get off your high horse. If it happened to me, I want my legacy continued by the company that I loved. Another person commented, her husband is murdered in cold blood, and you say she's a bitch. Dumbass. Let WWE kill one of your family members and see how you react.
Okay, so he was murdered is what they're saying.
Murdered in cold blood.
If somebody was in jail, so they said, I am so glad that this harness is going to fail that I can't wait to have Owen die. Meanwhile, we don't know if he's going to die if he falls. So technically, we're taking a chance at it.
Yeah.
So we're it might only be a felonious assault or I guess intent.
According to this,
and then homicide.
According to this wrestling fan, he was murdered. It was predetermined. It was premeditated. So I said, Owen killed himself on accident. He wasn't murdered. You literally don't understand what the term, quote, murdered in cold blood means. And he wrote back.
On the same page on that, at
least. Yeah, and he wrote back, well, if that's what you believe.
No, like, it's actually...
That's literally what happened, right?
Definition. It's literally Black Law's definition of what that is.
He wrote back, no way that you give him the harness that supports less than 100 pounds to a 220-pound person and not let him know. But you're right. He did kill himself. But that whole family has a lot to answer for and a lot of blood on their hands. So, I mean, it's not... Fucking Brett and Davey and Neidhart, like Bruce, they had nothing fucking to do with it.
Again, my point is... They didn't say, oh, yeah, let's use the fucking harness for that holds a speed bag rather than one that holds a human because that's good for business.
Yes, exactly right. Another fine gentleman wrote, you're either really stupid or just plain retarded for saying this. Clearly, you don't know what happened during or after his death. And if you do, you're one ignorant scumbag. So I wrote...
Did they kill him after?
Fuck, I don't even know what that means, right?
You did this to get the gems out, obviously.
I did. No, really... I was trolling. So I said, I know every detail. Thanks for your thoughts.
That's nice. How'd you spell thanks?
You're an asshole. Another gentleman wrote, you need to watch Dark Side... this is literally like... I'm going to read you verbatim because it's kind of an incoherent sentence. They might have been using talk-to-text and their phone fucked up. But anyway...
Which maybe we should give more of the benefit of the doubt because they don't say like stop or period or like exclamation point or
A gentleman from Louisiana, let's just say, wrote, You need to watch Dark Side of the Ring on YouTube. Owen Hart's story. I can't believe what you about Martha is a bitch. The bitch is killed. Owen Hart, WWE. They theirs fault, SMDH.
So they killed Martha, and it's their fault.
Right.
So basically, Martha killed herself, is what they're saying.
I think that's what he said. Yeah.
And shake my damn head is the only thing I got out of that that made sense.
Right. Yeah.
Is that what I got?
Yeah. And shake my damn head. Yep. That's right.
Or it might have been shake Maximo's dick hard. So maybe he's a fan of the show.
Maybe he is. So I wrote. I wish I could have ended right there. That would have been fucking great.
Fuck.
So I wrote, bro, how do you know what I've watched and haven't watched? I even read Martha's entire book. I've forgotten more than most people have ever learned. GTFOH with that BS.
And then you should have said, by the way, who's Martha Hart? I only just saw it on a bubblegum wrapper or something.
Right. So, I mean, obviously I was trolling these guys.
You know what you should have done? You should have said Martha Stewart should have never been in prison.
Right, Martha. But, I mean, these wrestling fans, dude.
She was not a criminal.
Right. I'm not, I said Martha Hart is the ugly, but it's it has nothing to do with her. It's the wrestling fans that act like it happened to them or their family members or whatever. Like, they take this shit so fucking personally. Like, look, I know another man died 20 years ago, and it's a horrible thing, right?
And I'll bet you probably felt like awful even at the, like, I mean,
I remember. I remember where I was when it happened.
Into it, I was, same deal. And it was like watching Jim Ross try to explain it, and then the show continuing, watching the interviews, and you were, I mean, I hate to say intrigued, but like this had never been done before,
never.
So then to see it on SportsCenter,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. So like it was really, really a fucking time where you couldn't not feel it emotionally,
right?
But it wasn't like, you know, there weren't vendettas going on or anything like that. Life went on. And I don't even mean it sound like that. It's like, as a fan, we were like, wow, what the fuck just happened?
Right.
Holy shit. But here it is. The chips have fallen. They're all the info's out there. It was a fucked up, dumb thing that the rigging company did.
Yeah.
But like, dude, those still are the facts.
Right.
So and to act like you were, I mean, they don't fucking know because you were trolling. It's
they don't
fine,
know anything about, like, me, but yeah.
And I guarantee you, they're all young fucking dumb marks too.
I guarantee they weren't even alive when this shit happened, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they probably read about it and heard about it.
Yeah.
And like, that shit happened. Wow, wrestling is crazy.
Yeah.
When, you know what I mean?
And then they watch Dark Side of the Ring and think that's the literal thing. So, you know, everything that happened. But
that's, and that's, Vince was on that one, right?
I think you.
Oh, no, maybe he's...
I don't know if he was... I don't think he shouldn't have been on that one. I hope he
was. What
did
he do? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. What did he do? Because Roddy Piper did the whole thing where you killed Owen, and they were doing these shoot things in TNA, and I always want to ask him about it, but I never want to get too deep with him. What did he do?
Oh, Vince Russo. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Vince McMahon. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Russo. Yeah, our Vince.
I mean, supposedly Russo was the one that wrote the fucking segment out. I mean, he wanted him to fucking repel, so people blame him for fucking killing Owen Hart.
Again, Sting did it, what, 50 times?
Oh, no, absolutely. No, absolutely.
Like, it wasn't.
How would Vince know what rigging company? Yeah, how would Vince Russo know who they were going to hire for a rigging company? Whoever was in charge of that was Pritchard or whoever else. I don't even know if Pritchard was working there at the time, but. Whoever was in charge of that.
And it depends on whoever's just closest. Like, you know, we didn't have Amazon and shit like that at this point. We're drones dropping off fucking sunglasses
right,
an hour.
Right.
Like, you were like, hey, there's a freaking cable company, not cable TV, you know, but a cable rigging company that's 10 miles away.
Yeah.
Well, let's call them.
And if I'm not mistaken, they may have actually done a couple or one of the gigs with Sting. And maybe that's why they hired him. Or that's what they told him. So.
You know what? I think. That sounds familiar too.
Yeah.
But I might just make all that up just so I can sound like I know what I'm talking
right.
about. Which I usually don't. I can fake it.
In the end, it was a shitty thing. Like, I remember I was working, I was an assistant manager at KFC, and my boss was off, and he called me and he said, dude, I was just watching Over the Edge and Owen Hart just fucking died. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? He's like, no. Like, I'm like, it's not a fucking angle, right?
You didn't think it was verbiage. Like, he was saying, like, it wasn't like, oh man, he killed him. Like, oh, what did he do? Super kick him? Like, no, no, no.
No, like, he's fucking dead. Like, yeah, he fell from like 30, 50 feet.
I still remember fucking Jim Ross saying, like, giving detail at the time, they're doing an external cardiac massage. I've never seen this to this day.
Yeah, I mean, he had to watch what was going on and fucking tell people. Like, he's literally looking at the ring and talking into the mic. And I can't even imagine what the fuck was going through his mind. That's the worst night in the office.
That was the thing I do remember about Dark Side of the Ring is they're like, okay, you have to announce it. Three, two, one, go.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like, fuck, we can't even start the fucking show right here, and we're a fucking couple of J-bones that just fucking sit here Monday nights or Thursday nights and just fucking act like idiots, and my God.
It's true. It's true. And I'm not going to say funny story.
Hell of a troll job, though.
Yeah, thank you. Not really a funny story, but Jimmy Corderas was the referee that night, and he was on my show last year and said that he didn't exactly know what was going on, but he heard somebody yelling.
He heard, look out, right?
Above him, look out. And he's like, holy, like if Owen had the presence of mind as he's falling, probably knows he's falling to his death, to tell his buddy Jimmy to get the fuck out of the way so he doesn't land on him. Like, that's...
I do remember that.
Christ,
like, that's,
dude.
And nobody would know that if that didn't get spoken about.
Yeah.
Nobody would make that up either.
Right. Because, I mean, what?
You wouldn't even have the freaking creativity to do that.
Dude, what a hell of a guy fucking Owen was, right? Just fucking worry about somebody else as he's falling.
I don't know that he knew he was falling to his death. I think he caught the ring post is, from what I understand.
He hit the ropes and I think the turnbuckle.
That's what it was. The rope and the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
And that, because, like, if he would have landed in the middle or, like, even in the middle of the ropes where there's more give or sag.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, during the break or whatever, like, the referee will stand in the corner while they play the videos on the screen.
Right. And they're doing all the freaking...
Right. So as he was falling, Jimmy was in the corner, and he's like, get out of the way. And he could have hit Jimmy. I mean, who knows what would have happened if that happened. So, I mean, it's just... it's funny how things work out. But,
sorry. Just being a dick.
You're such a dick. That was...
Well, dude, you troll. You said Martha Hart's a bitch, and I'm getting yelled freaking because I said Jimmy.
That's fair. No, that's actually kind of funny. We have fucked up sense of humor. No, and I did drink a guy off tonight, so there's that.
And that's probably going to be the least talked about of the show.
You're probably right.
How bad is that?
What's your ugly? Can you top that?
Can I top that? Are you crazy? I couldn't top that with fucking sprinkles, and I know sprinkles is your fucking way to go. Oh, shit. Well, my ugly is... Does anybody remember what I did for my bad, you know, about going shopping and feeling the vibe and, like, getting all involved?
I remember you talking about that. Sure.
My ugly is that... Oh, fuck. It's hard to admit.
It's hard to follow
for
me.
For a proud guy like Ocho.
It's hard to follow me, too, isn't it?
Like, that's like, you're
I usually,
like,
bring
I feel like, right? Carrot Top right now, and you're George Carlin.
I mean, maybe you should go first for a change one of these weeks.
Maybe you should stop fucking setting the world on fire with people's death and fucking despair. And
that's a good point.
Maybe be a nice person for once in your goddamn life.
That's a good point. What's your ugly out?
You're never going to do that, by the way. I know that.
No, absolutely not. No. Never.
My ugly is that I bought 4 pairs of jeans, fucking 3 shirts, and 4 pairs of sneakers, and I'm a dude. I'm a jacked, awesome, fucking hot ass fucking dude with a great freaking ass. And I did that.
I mean, now you got me in a bad mood because now I feel bad that you're
good.
You feel bad.
No, you don't. I mean, you have no reason to. It's just, I was looking forward to it too.
I don't like seeing you pissed.
I don't like not seeing boobs.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the main event. I'm still a little bit taken aback by the last segment. I can't believe you only spent, what, $1.05? That's $1.05? That's crazy.
$1.35.
$1.35 for all of that. And then you still think that's ugly because, what, jacked and juicy guys shouldn't have that many pairs of pants and shoes? I mean, what? You want to look good. I don't understand why that was your ugly.
I look good anyway.
That's, I mean, obviously, like, but
the jeans aren't going to make me. It's just the fact that I got wrapped up into the whole, like, I just pictured freaking people going down the, you know, window shopping in Manhattan and seeing something on a mannequin and going, oh, I got to have that. And I just imagine Ocho and frolicking and skipping with somebody down the freaking sidewalk, knocking people out because I'm still freaking pretty wide because of my freaking lats. And I'm skipping with somebody and we're just having a grand old time, la, 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 going down the sidewalk. Oh, let's go in this store. It's only, let's go spend another $300. And I love it. And I don't want to.
Okay.
So for the one lady that used to listen and probably doesn't anymore, what do I do?
I think she's still listening.
And for the gamblers, give me the picks for next week.
No, I think she still listens. I hope she still listens. I mean, you never know. You know.
It was Martha Hart was our only listener. Yeah. So no, she's not listening.
No, that's. I mean, I tried to explain myself, but oh well. What are we doing?
I don't fucking know, dude. I thought we were done. You gave me the cue. You gave me the go home cue.
So oh no. Sorry, third segment. You were like,
take a hike, Mike.
No. We gotta do the positive guy thing. So yeah, here's.
Oh, the power went out. Shit, I can't do anything. No, no. What do I do? Power. Oh, look, it's flickering. Look at me go. What happened? Damn it.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back to this segment, which I like to call the Intellect of the Week, hosted by, well me. And first off, I want to go ahead and thank the three people that run this podcast. That would be the great, great Dr. Ocho, just a fine, fine doctor, I'm sure. Obviously, the radical Robert, radicalized Rob, and of course, my good, great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity to do this Intellect of the Week. And this week, I think it was kind of tough because there was a lot of smart cookies out there. But I want to go ahead and choose, AOC. She happens to be this congresswoman over there from New York, and she went to this great gala, and she wore just a fantastic dress. She really looked stunning on the dress. Just a fine individual, but at the same time she was looking out for the small people by putting tax the rich on the dress. I mean, I think that's just fantastic. She goes to this gala where the rich people are and tell them, we got to tax you. I just think that's just very, very, very smart. Like I said, she's a smart cookie. So I want to go in and make her the Intellect of the Week. And I hope you all agree with me. I don't see why not, but yeah. That's it. And that'll do it for this week. And I'd like to go in and thank y'all for joining us here in this Intellect of the Week. And of course, I got to thank the three people that run this podcast. Obviously, the great, great, great Dr. Ocho. Just a great, great doctor, I'm sure. Obviously, the voice of this great, great podcast, Radicalized Robert, Rob. And of course, my good, great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And I hope y'all tune in again next week, friends.
Well, not sure if I saw that one coming. Did you see the dress that she was wearing, by the way?
Mm-hmm. And she's a bartender, man. So, I mean, that's she saved her money. I get it.
You know, it was like 70,000 to get in or 60,000 or something ridiculous to get into that thing.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, you if you work hard and save your money and not rip off the public and not be in bed with the Federal Reserve, who are criminals, then you too can spend your life savings and get into a gala event like that.
Oh, that's how that works. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. I don't make that much money, obviously, because, you know, I'm sitting here doing this show with you. So I wasn't aware that's how it worked.
But wait, I make that much money, and I'm sitting here doing a show with you?
That sucks for you, doesn't it?
I think you're right. Yeah. Rob?
Yeah, for once, right? I mean, I've never.
Yeah. Right. No, you're like now 1 in 88. Fuck.
Do you
hear? You're on the board, buddy.
Do you hear? Oh, hold on. I got to hit the button then. No.
Yeah, it's all right. That's fine. You deserve that one.
Do you hear something? I hear a weird.
Is it possible that there's a Yankee game in the background somewhere that might be in the living room that's still left on? That, you know, the OnlyFans, what they had to do is they had to have background noise. And so they left the Yankee game on because it's just good. They're going to implement the old, like, you know, that freaking waka, 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 waka music. But they probably just left the Yankee game on. So well, I got to figure that's it.
It's not that. I hear like a whistling sound. It's very faint, but hold on. Let me look.
Oh, out. It's you probably.
Let me look out the window. All right. You're not going to believe this. So it looks like a pizza falling from the sky.
Hey, wait, I actually hear something.
Hold on.
I don't know if it's.
Let me go outside and look.
Shit. I think I hear it now.
Yeah, it looks like a pizza.